And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. If you missed part of today's show or you'd like to hear previous shows, you can find those on FAIR's website. It's FAIR.org, and that's the place to sign up for our Action Alert Network. The show is engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Monday, October 10th. That means only one thing on these airwaves. It's time for Talking About Practice.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
We are indeed talking about practice. I'm your host, Jarrell Gilbert, joined as always by my co-pilot, Mr. Derek Isamaki. What's good, Derek?
Yo, what's happening?
Oh, hey, that was
changing good. Up a bit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
I'll start talking.
No, you're good. So we got a big show. Playoff baseball is underway. The Dodgers are getting smacked in the ninth inning right now.
That's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of my co-host. The 49ers look terrible again. And they can't really make a QB change because of contract negotiations. Basically because we have a terrible owner and Jed York. Michigan goes for 600 yards and Rutgers goes for 22. So that's funny on its own. Later in the show, we're going to talk with Olivia and Jackie from the Chico State women's volleyball team. And we have a new segment, Now I Know. But first, let's shout out the sponsors. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Andrew Sprague Construction, certified in previous concrete for our green future and serving the North State since 1983. Andrew Sprague Construction specializes in structural concrete for commercial and residential construction, as well as hardscape, including stained or stamped concrete. Contact Andrew Sprague Construction by calling 877-7124. So salute to our sponsors.
Solid. Thank you, guys. We appreciate the help.
No doubt. We appreciate having lights and electricity around here.
You got through that read really nice, too.
Thank you. I was very nervous. Yeah. I was very, very nervous about that one because, you know, I can't read. But we are very, very fortunate. Let's start that over. See, you compliment me, and that just throws me off.
I need to be shorter. I can't do them as often. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
We have been bringing men and women from Chico State Athletics to our listeners recently, and this is something that we are going to keep up. And we are fortunate enough to have Whitney Brenham and Kayla Taylor from the women's Wildcat squad here.
Woo-hoo!
What's good, girls? Yeah. How you doing?
Thank you guys for coming on today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for making time. I know you girls are busy all the time.
Your schedules are crazy, so.
I can imagine. So, first question. You ladies, the season's kicking off. You said October 30th is your first exhibition game, correct?
First exhibition game. We're playing, I think, ULP.
Okay. Is that at home or?
No, that's in the Bay Area. So.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. So, how are you girls gelling as a group to this point?
I think we're gelling really nice. Like, we all get along really well. And our team gel is just really strong right now.
Good team chemistry then, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that an attribute of the coaches, or is that more something that you girls have kind of taken upon yourselves to get to know one another on and off the court?
I think a little bit of both. Like, coaches always stress to us, like, we have to be a family, and everyone in the room is, like what matters, but we also, like, hang out a lot, and we've just gone through a lot.
Yeah.
Sweat and tears on the court, so that definitely brings
us
closer.
We spend most of the day together, so,
yeah.
Like,
right.
We get to know each other really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me personally, that's what I miss most about playing sports, is that, you know, that team bonding, you know, those are your brothers, those are your sisters out there, so you do become very close. So the season's coming up, as we just mentioned. What are some of your expectations? Kayla, we'll start with you. What are some of your expectations for the season?
I know what we're capable of doing, and last year kind of lacked a voice on the court. So I know this year with our seniors, we're definitely strong with leadership, and I can't wait to see what we're capable of doing this year. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, finally get to play someone
Seriously,
in another jersey.
Yeah.
That's what Jalen was saying when he was on last week, is he just couldn't wait to play someone with a different jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, so now that this is, like I said, season's coming impending right now, Whitney, you were the second leading scorer on the team last year. Is that correct? Did I have that stats right?
Yeah, either second or the first.
Okay, so you're still 1-2.
So you're like, balling either way.
You're still up there.
Look at you being all humble over here. Yeah, I was a baller. Yeah. Whatever, first, second, doesn't matter.
She doesn't need that. You know, to feel good about herself. She's already feeling there. But having that kind of, you know, in the back of your mind, that was your production last year. What pressures do you feel to kind of produce that and then more?
I know we fell short last season, and we really want to make the tournament and kind of bring that winning culture back to Chico that's been there in the past. So I definitely feel like I have to be on top of my game. I worked really hard this summer, and not only just like to be scoring and producing, but to make my teammates better. And that's really what I want to focus on, contributing to everyone.
So pretty much your entire summer is spent just working out. Is that usually?
Yeah. Right. Usually
playing, lifting.
Are you guys usually in town when you guys are doing that, or are you often?
We're allowed to go home.
You're allowed to go home.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that's
not super strict on it, but
yeah,
most of us are out there just enjoying the summertime and
so what's that like? I mean, being a student athlete, you have to balance your athletics with academics and also some sort of social life and family life. How do you manage that?
Well, for me, like, I have a schedule, so I go to class from 8 to 12, and then from 1:15 to like 4 or 5, like, that's straight basketball. So once, it depends on what kind of day it is. Like, if it's a hard practice day, we're there, finish around like 3:30, and then we have weights, so we're there till like 4:30, and then after that, it's pretty much committed to like straight books, and then
try to fit some sleep in there
if you can fit a nap in like that, you're killing life at that point.
Do you guys get to go out and have a good time during the season, or are you on lockdown more or less?
It's mostly like, well, we don't get to go home during break, so
okay.
We only get like six days.
So like, not that you're talking like for winter and stuff. So are you there at least for Christmas?
Oh, you only get 6 days off.
We come back the next day, like on the 26th. Yeah. We fly back here, and then we're here for the whole break.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're here for 4 straight weeks of nobody's here.
And it's like ghost
town.
Well,
that's like my favorite time. I like the town because all the students are gone, but I'm sure for you it's probably a little bit, you'd rather be.
It's like us and the men's team just chilling.
Yeah,
winter break is, this place is a ghost town. Like, way more than even summer. Like, everyone is gone. So it's just you girls and the guys basketball.
What are we doing today? Oh, man. Probably Netflix. Get up, go to practice, come back, and
sleep,
and Netflix.
At least you don't have school at that time, which is like the one solace you can take.
Pretty much like twiddling your fingers like the whole time.
Yeah.
So real quick, that seems like a crazy schedule. When the season wraps, do you go back to being a normal college student, or do you still have off-season workouts and all that as well?
We get 2 weeks off.
And that's
then
it?
And we go back into, like, playing pickup. Yeah. Or whatever they, like have planned. But we play a lot of pickup.
Once season's completely over, like, no championships are done. Everybody gets 2 straight weeks to just, like, do nothing.
Yeah, so you're just
And then you're right back at
and
it.
And then you're right back,
right into playing again.
I mean, that sounds like what you expect it to be, but...
Right.
I know. Yeah. That's like, I mean, that makes sense, but it also just sounds brutal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like they call it like a winter sport, but we consider year round. It's year round. You're never stopping.
Yeah, right.
If you're trying to be good, like you have to put the time in, exactly. even when it's not like your season. So
no doubt. You get better in the off season.
Yeah, you grow in the off season for sure.
Okay, so we had a question for you, Whitney, about this award you received, and clearly I wrote it completely wrong.
Yeah, okay.
So you want to help me out, Derek?
Okay. I noticed in your bio, it said you won the 2014 United States Marine Corps Distinguished Athlete Award.
Yeah.
He put the U.S. Embassy.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to let that know. That sounds real prestigious.
When I was telling him, I said USMC, like United States Marine Corps, right. But he wrote U.S. Embassy. I just want to put that out there because I thought it was funny and everyone else would enjoy that. But please tell us, what is that award like? It sounds awesome.
Yeah, I got it in high school for like the senior awards night. And I think it's just to kind of encompass like leadership and discipline and kind of filling that student athlete role, but also being like a leader outside of the court and just kind of like getting your stuff done and always being on top of it.
I did notice in your bio you had a lot of like student athlete awards. Like, you seem like you take your academics pretty seriously.
Yeah, I do. I want to be a doctor and go to med school.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
She's on
Can't
top
really
of
mess around.
Wait a second. That's crazy. Good for you.
Doctor in med school. Okay.
Yep. That was going to be a leading question coming up here, so we might as well go with that. Kayla, what do you want to do after school?
I'm hoping that, my degree is business administration management, so hopefully, like, I love sports. I know everything about football, hockey, like, not much soccer, but, like, baseball. I know everything about, like, sports. So I really want to go into, like, franchising.
Okay.
And, like, if I could get on with, like, a Bay Area franchise, like, that would be cool. Amazing.
She is currently rocking a Giants jersey.
Yes, she is. Represent.
You got to bring the ultimate comeback tonight.
Yeah, the game is starting in about an hour or so, actually.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Got to go home and get my homework done.
you can watch a game too at that time.
Multitasking.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when it's playoffs, it's a little bit different. You can't really take that time.
I get so loud in my roommates. they check in, make sure that I'm okay. I'm just watching the game. It's fine.
You live with a bunch of girls? Or?
I live with three other of my teammates. So
do they watch sports like you do as well?
Yeah.
Or
no. Okay.
You're the only one that's fanatic about it?
Yeah. I get loud.
Do they give you a hard time about it?
Not really. They're kind of used to it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just know what to expect.
They just know what to expect. Yeah.
Whitney, are you one of the roommates or are you in a...
No. Okay. Sadly, right. I'm not.
Okay. Oh, you didn't want her in there. Okay.
I wasn't trying to be a part of that.
She doesn't want to hear me.
Getting back on the thing, like, when you guys are getting into your routine playing basketball right now, what's, like, one of your songs you're playing to warm up that gets you super juiced?
Oh man, it always ranges. We always change. Yeah. Like every year, we have a different like mixtape. So
I see. Also, when he's rocking a Drake shirt, I would say that's
Jersey.
We just went to a concert together too.
Where in Oakland or San Jose?
San Jose.
Okay,
it was so good.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was
so dope. We were like 18th row too. So we.
Okay.
We were right up there. Yeah. Drake was like right above us. And we were just like
awesome.
Losing our minds.
It was awesome.
Drake. He liked to warm up to Drake. We'll go with that.
What
was last year? Was it Travis Scott Antidote? Was that you girls or was it the men's basketball team that played that like 30 times?
That's us. We definitely had that on our mixtape. Okay.
Can we expand the collection this year so we can have like...
It's funny because
I think
like,
we waited too long. That was why it didn't get approved.
Yeah. They should let me just come DJ.
They took a lot of our good songs out. Honestly, you should.
They veto like a lot of
your... They veto our songs.
Really?
Like if it has too many like beeps, they're like blurts out. Like, so.
Really?
Like, wow. Yep. I thought you were like... You could pick whatever you know.
It has to be clean, but like...
Even if you find a clean version of something, like they still like cut it out.
Yeah, like some of them. Like,
wait, the men get away with it more.
Yes,
I think. It's
accusations.
Man, here we go.
Yes,
I like it.
I think that they play their music
nice
louder.
That's what I'm saying. Their warm up thing is nice.
They play it louder.
And they let them.
Well, maybe it's because we're like the earlier game, so we have like more of the like.
So what? We can't turn up at 4 o'clock or what? Like
seriously?
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if they're ready for that.
Well, I'm sure you guys would enjoy it playing in front of more of a crowd at that point.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the game, it's great because everyone's trying to get in for the boys' game. So, I mean, it wouldn't be nice to have a little more at the beginning of the game, but
But shout out to the boosters.
Yeah, for real, boosters are the best.
They do come through.
They come through for girls and boys,
and at the away games too. Like we have more fans than most home teams.
When we go to Cal State LA, we have way more people.
That's awesome.
So, really?
Yeah. It's funny. It's like.
Some of those teams down there don't get as much support.
We don't get much support. I don't want to say much. That's unfair. We don't get as much support, I think, for men or women from the student body.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? There's no right or wrong answer here, right?
We were both students at Chico State. Yeah. I've been to very minimal games myself, so I'm part of that issue right there.
Well, I think it's more of like a social thing. Like, hey, you going to the game? Like, oh yeah, I'm going to the game. Which one are you going to? Oh, I think I'm going to go like more towards halftime.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes like I'll be like, oh, I think I'll go to the soccer game at halftime because I don't like to watch a full game of soccer. So it's just like,
yeah,
it's a sin, right?
But hey, like, I mean, I still go and I still support my boys and girls, so
yeah.
No, I was gonna say, it sounds like the athletic community at Chico State's a pretty close knit one.
Definitely. I'm definitely close with a lot of like men's soccer players and basketball players.
Yeah, and there's like a committee of players from each team that we like meet together, and he always stresses like everyone should support each other.
Everyone's always SAC.
Yeah. I just
right on. That's awesome that you guys have something that to really. Yeah. Like I said, if no one else is going to, you guys might have to at least do it for yourselves.
And this year, like, we have, like, we're, like, our motto is hashtag Wildcat Family. And so we're trying to become, like, more family-oriented.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like, that's our motto this year is Wildcat Family. And we, like, wear that shirt around campus.
Yeah, everyone wears it.
Everybody wears it.
From the barbecue, so that's cool.
That's dope. Yeah, because one thing we're really trying to push and promote around here is supporting our local athletics. Mm-hmm. And you girls are a lot of fun to watch. I went to, I would say, half a dozen games at least last year. Actually, probably more than that because I worked 6 or 7.
Okay.
We're definitely trying to promote that a little bit more. But it doesn't mean as much coming from us when we're telling our listeners, go check these girls out. So, ladies, the floor is yours. Why should our listeners come out and check out a game?
I mean, we're definitely going to be a stronger team this year. I mean, we're more grown. We're a lot of upperclassmen now. True. Last year, we had, I think, one senior and 3 juniors.
Oh, wow.
And
this year,
we have, like, 6 sophomores, 3 seniors. And I think we have a couple sophomores, and I think
we're
3
majority
freshmen,
like juniors,
right?
And seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
So we're definitely more grown this year, and we've just got like I'm sure we've got stuff up our sleeve, but we can't wait to.
And the games
unveil.
Are just fun. A lot of people don't give it a chance because it's not. We don't play in the air as much as the men's team does with all the dunking and stuff. But I think girls basketball is more fundamental, and you really get to see like that aspect of like sharing the ball.
And truthfully, you girls get into it with the opposing team way more than the guys do.
It gets scrappy out there.
It really gets scrappy. It's a lot of fun
girls,
to watch.
Girls, we fight back.
Yeah, no,
girls
it's
have
a
lot. Attitudes.
It's a lot of fun. So definitely, ladies and gentlemen, go check these girls out. These ladies are working hard, as you heard. They only have, 2 weeks off all year? So please come out and support them. Whitney, Kayla, go ahead.
Sorry, when's your first home game? That way we can get everyone
our
out there.
Our first home
game. Oh, yeah, that's very important. God, I'm telling you to promote it, and I don't even, I'm just like, yeah, all right.
Check it out real quick.
No, you're good.
I want to say December. Because we're away a lot during the preseason.
A bunch of tournaments, I'm guessing.
Yeah, like that week right before Dead Week. I think it's like the 9th.
Okay.
So we play.
November 18th.
Oh, no, we have
we
that
have
tournament.
The Coslet Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so that's here in Chico.
Yep.
Yeah, that's preseason.
November 18th. Let
November
me make 18th, sure.
Write it down, everybody.
Yeah, I'm writing it down so I can promote it again at the back
like
end of the show.
Day, right?
Yep. So we play Western Oregon and we play Dixie State. So we play
Utah.
Yeah.
We beat them.
Did you?
At their house last or 2 years ago.
Yeah, Western
Oregon. And that was
Oregon.
Like a crazy game, so they'll probably remember that.
Are they, it's a pretty big size school over there.
They have a nice gym,
they
too.
They have a really
like
nice
a
gym.
I had a friend of mine that played football over there.
Yeah.
And
they're pretty good. Their sports are pretty solid, so they'll definitely be in good competition.
Yeah, and the Coslet Classic is always awesome.
Yeah.
There we go. So November 18th is your guys' first home game.
What time do you have the time? I'm not putting too
we
much pressure on you now.
We play at
7:30. Okay.
Ooh, 7:30.
Prime time.
Right
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a prime time game. So make sure you go out and support. If you listen to this show, do yourself a favor. Get out there this season. Check these ladies out. As I mentioned, they work really, really hard. Their games are a lot of fun. So once again, Whitney, Kayla, thank you so much for being on with us. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'd love to have you back at some point in the season. I know your schedules are crazy, but if we can make it work.
Absolutely.
To check in, see how the season's going, stuff like that. So if we can make that happen, we'll make it happen.
Let's
sound
do
good?
It.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank
good.
You, ladies. Do you want to shout anyone out before you get out of here?
Shout out to the team.
Yeah.
Shout out to Coach.
Shout out to Coach Fogle.
Coach Fogle.
Allie Mollett.
And Chris.
And Chris. Shout out to Chris.
All right. We appreciate it, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ow! Oh! Woo! Shut up! Woo!
James Brown in the afternoon could never hurt.
I was gonna say that nice little funky thing right there.
That was fun.
Nice to get off that thing.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. So we're trying something new. We don't have any imaging for it yet. That's okay.
Well, we are a visual medium, so there wouldn't be no images. But yeah,
Term. Imaging would be like a lead-in to a new segment.
Okay, sorry.
God, amateur hour here. Over here. This is what I'm dealing with, ladies and gentlemen.
I can read concrete.
This is who I've been married to for 3 years now, and it's just been great.
I sense a little sarcasm in that.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. New segment, Now I Know. Basically, real quick, rapid fire, things we now know after last week's observations. Derek, you want to kick it off?
Sure, yeah.
We could go back and forth, I guess.
I'll start with my number one right now. Now I know that Ryan Fitzpatrick can defer between his team and the opposing team. There are no interceptions this week by him, which is spectacular considering he threw 9 the past 2 weeks. So, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're on your way to something being better now.
Something better. Couldn't get much worse. Mine's simple. Now I know Tom Brady is not a human being.
I would say that's pretty accurate. Yeah, that was incredible.
Well, he's like 47 years old. That's not correct.
He's almost 40. He's 39. Is he not 37?
More importantly, he was just sunbathing nude in Italy a week ago with his lovely wife, Giselle, supermodel, billionaire Giselle. And then he just came back and racked up 400 yards. Was it 3 TDs? Something stupid. And yeah. he's just not a human being like you and I. So, yeah, it's fair. And if you want to hate on him, I don't recommend or condone hating on a fellow human. But he's not one, so feel free. Go ahead, Derek.
Nice try, everyone. Now I know that Canada is making America's pastime their own. Suck it, Texas. You're not as good as Canada. That's pretty much what just happened. Texas might be big, but you're tiny compared to Canada and what they have to offer. Wow, they swept Texas.
Yeah, Texas, man.
I mean, I didn't have a whole lot of expectations for them going into the playoffs to begin with.
No, but they've been consistently good, and they consistently lose in the playoffs. So it's got to be they're one of just a few franchises that have never won a World Series, and it's got to be frustrating to continue to root for that team, would imagine.
We were talking about this, how close they were a few years ago with David Freese having an incredible postseason World Series past couple of games.
And the Giants.
And then the Giants, series, yeah. Yep. So a lot of them, they missed out on some opportunities. So Texas is not even, they're still not there. So.
And they did have to deal with a lot of injuries this year, but moving on. Now I know Jim Harbaugh, coach of Michigan football. Jim Harbaugh has no chill.
I'm very, very, zero.
78-0 against Rutgers after barely winning the week before, 14-7 against Wisconsin, who was a ranked top 10 ranked team at the time. Jim Harbaugh has no chill.
And I want to also add that they also gave up a ridiculous, I think it was like 59 points to Ohio State the week before for Rutgers. So Rutgers, you really don't have any business playing Big Ten football, it seems like. I'm kind of going with sticking with that Michigan vibe because now I know that Michigan is going to be eating really good because Ruth Chris in Ann Arbor had a special where they offered the percentage off and the point differential between the Michigan Rutgers game. and 78-0. That's my math. I'm not very good at math, but I'm pretty sure that 78% would be the percentage you get off your meal.
Yep.
However, Ruth Chris capped it at 50% because
they put a cap in there.
I don't know when that cap came in. I didn't do enough research to know if it was at the beginning of it or not.
Hopefully they put that in ahead of time because if they didn't, I would be mad.
They're probably like at 42 in like the first quarter, like, okay, we should probably just say it's 50.
Yeah, and right.
Because, I mean, we're giving steaks away at that point in time for free. 78% off for a Ruth Chris steak.
All sign I know, up, if I was in Ann Arbor this week, I am taking the lovely Amy out to steak and lobster.
I was just saying,
because it's going to be like $14.
Yeah. Ann Arbor, you're eating well today.
No doubt.
Enjoy.
Go ahead.
That was mine. That's yours.
Oh, that was yours. My bad. I thought that was my take.
Oh, I'm no good one.
Now I know that Madison Bumgarner is the most terrifying pitcher in the history of the postseason in Major League history forever and all time. He's scary. Just what he does on the mound as far as throwing balls, but
I don't want to look at him, that's for sure.
Yeah, he looks mean, he looks angry, he kills rattlesnakes and buys his wife horses. So scariest, most terrifying dude ever to be on a mound in the postseason.
Concur. Okay, my last one is, now I know how to get women to talk to me. So thank you, Donald Trump. You are godsend. Thank you.
I'm going to let that one breathe.
That was good.
Now I know that Atlanta Falcons fans are going to be super annoying until your team loses in dramatic fashion, as you always do. Speaking of teams who have never won a professional championship, that's a squad.
I was going to say that they had their opportunities. They look really good again. You know, they have the makings of the playoff team to start off. It just, you know.
Okay, they may make the playoffs, and they may blow a 17-point lead in third quarter or fourth quarter again like they did against the Niners. We all know that the Falcons at some point are going to blow it, not because they're just the Falcons, mainly because they're the Falcons, but also because that defense and that secondary, they are bad.
Granted, they were going up against
Paxton Lynch. And an offense that wasn't awesome last year.
No. But their offense is still able to get points on the board against that defense.
No doubt. I'm not saying they're not good. Yeah. I'm just simply saying that their fans are going to be incredibly annoying until they lose in dramatic fashion.
Atlanta Falcons fans are actually really annoying. You are right.
they're a bit tedious.
Yeah, they're too much. Do you have one more? Are we good?
That was my last one.
All right, great. Yeah, this is Talking About Practice on FM 90.1 KZFR, broadcasting live from downtown Chico, California. This is community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We did want to get into some MLB playoffs because that is currently happening. So let's kick it off with the Dodgers because that game just wrapped. Derek, the floor is yours.
It's like,
hold on, I could put some background sad music if you'd like. Would you like some music to distract you from the pain?
I'll take it. I enjoy. I don't want to be silenced right now because it is difficult. We're Dodgers did lose today, 8-3, down 2-1 now in LA. I don't know if they're still going to the rookie Julio Urias for Game 4, but that was the plan. I don't know if Clayton's going to try to step up. That might be too much for him. It's tough right now.
What's up with Clayton in the postseason?
I don't know. It's tough to kind of honestly. It's really annoying. Honestly, I have to try to answer that question because I.
So I'm annoying.
A little bit right now. You are not making me happy because he hasn't been, and it's unfortunate because he has been such a dominant pitcher throughout the regular season. And I don't want to say he's bring up the Peyton Manning type of comparisons because the MLB season is so much more of a rigor than any other season out there. And the fact that he's been able to perform as consistently as he has throughout the season and just not do it in the postseason is baffling to me. You'd think that he will somehow pick it up. I mean, hopefully he should have one more game to be able to prove that, and I'm hoping that can,
that would be game five he comes back?
I was going to say he probably will be game five if he does not do tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's puzzling. I forgot the game was on, and you texted me that you were living and dying every pitch with Kershaw. And when I tuned in, he was pitching well, but he was still taken out in the sixth?
I barely think he got to the fifth.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I saw him pitching well, but I saw,
Yeah, he
got pulled very shortly after.
I mean, he gave up three runs, and he still got the win. Our offense was there. We got the runs in. But I could just, having seen Kershaw's, he's my guy that I've seen for X number of years, I can tell when he's on and what that looks like, and he was far from that. Same thing with Madison Bumgarner for Giants fans out there. When you know that Mad Bum's on, there's a certain sense about you that's like makes you super secure.
Yeah, I think that radiates throughout the whole team.
Yeah, definitely.
This team, for whatever reason, it's just weird. And for all we know, this whole narrative can change tonight. Madison can fall apart, and
he hasn't been as good at home as he has been on the road in the past few games. So that is definitely something to.
That is interesting. Yeah, he's undefeated on the road in the postseason with a 0.5 ERA, which is the best of all time. But he is at home, and we'll see. That's why I don't want to talk too much bummy tonight because this all. Could be, I don't want to say drastically different, obviously, because it won't be drastically different if he loses one game, even though it would be in a sense because the Giants, for the first time being in the postseason in recent years, would not have won a World Series.
You guys have a fantastic record with elimination games, the Giants do. And they got three of them in a row right now. And granted, as they survive, if they win, they're still in. And if they lose, they're out. And that's a tough mentality to go in with, especially three straight against the Cubs. And again, like you said, that could change. Matt Bum could pitch tonight and fall short, and that's all she wrote.
I don't think the narrative changes too drastically, but it would change a little bit. It would take a little away from the mythology of who he is in the postseason, because who he's been to this point is the greatest pitcher of all time in the postseason. So we'll see. Definitely going to rush out of here and try and get home as soon as possible to watch that game. But that game, I think first pitch is at 6:30.
6:38, I believe.
6:38. Yeah, they've been having these one-off. Anyway, Toronto. What? They're such a fun team to watch.
I like them. I really do.
They're a lot of fun to watch, man. It reminds me of watching baseball during the greatest era in the history of baseball, the steroid era, when dudes would hit the ball out of the park and everything wasn't a pitching duel, but I digress.
They're seriously just bombing it right now. You know, they are just hacking away at bombs, and it is awesome. I mean, Toronto, like I said, it's nice that Canada has something to root for, I feel. They don't have, you know, their hockey's not very good.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough for them.
Yeah, agreed.
And like I said, from Donaldson, quality player, people here in the Bay Area, you know, I'm well being a former A's. I know a lot of A's are really still peeved that they lost him, that they traded him away so easily.
But that's what the A's do. They build up a great team, and then they ship them all off because they don't want to pay them.
Nice little, it's like a, you know, a draft central for everyone to go to.
Yeah, yep.
And so, yeah, Toronto, it's interesting. And, I mean, Boston, they're actually still in the midst of playing Cleveland-Boston right now. They are playing right now. That game
What's
is 4-2 in the top of the eighth right now. Cleveland leading, and Cleveland does have that 0-2 lead. So
that would be...
Boston looks like they're on their way out, which is interesting. A lot of people had Boston as a kind of a dark horse to get in there.
Which would be Big Poppy's last game then, which is sad because... he's a lot of fun. SNL did a skit on him last week, and it was on the Weekend Update, and it was phenomenal. And he just, you know, he gets it at this point in his career, you know, and he's just great personality. And I think the city of Boston, the fans of the Red Sox in particular, are really going to miss that guy when he's no longer there. But I'm sure he's going to be on Baseball Tonight or something. He just has one of those personalities where, you know, it's infectious. So
I mean, and also not to mention one of, like, the cleanest beards ever.
Yeah, he's been rocking that thing for a decade, too.
And he's got that thing just lined up perfectly every time you see him.
Yep.
Shouts to Big Poppy. Glad he's going to let their retire in your number 34 over in Boston.
Yes, that's cool.
They did that pretty much immediately for you. Yeah, I would say Boston's got a certain... I feel like they have a certain connection with their fans more so than... I feel like more so that organizations for some nature.
In general, the East Coast, and I don't want to, I'm really generalizing, but sports are just a bigger deal on the East Coast. And I'm really generalizing, okay?
Okay.
But in general, it's a bigger deal, okay? Anyway, point made. All right, get off it, Jarrell. Let's go ahead with the show. Anything else on baseball playoffs? I guess we'll kind of wait till things unfold. I know Jake wants to jump in next week to talk some playoffs. He's in the Bay this week, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, after obviously tonight is going to be a big deciding factor in how things shape up, the next coming days in general are. That's just the baseball playoffs, man. It's one thing I will say. I'm ticked off at MLB in the way that they put playoffs on TV. Like, why is there a Dodger game at 1:00
this
afternoon?
Yes, let's
in
please.
In LA. Like, that is just baffling to me.
I know they're not happy that we're not talking football, but please, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just like, it is 1:00. Everyone on the East Coast is in their job. Everyone on the West Coast is probably just getting off their lunch break right now, and you're going to have a playoff game right now. Granted, they're probably going to have a sold-out house. That's what the Dodger fans will come out for that. We like to skip work, you know, any reason to. But it's Monday. Do it at, you can't do prime time. I realize you don't. You want to have all the games spaced out so that people can watch them. Baseball is a regional sport. You know, it's not a sport that's going to like completely cover nationally, especially when like you have separate playoffs going on.
Yeah,
Boston is fine being in Boston times when they play it there. We're not really interested over here. I feel Cleveland, Boston. I don't think there's anyone here that's like yes. I want to see Cleveland and Boston go at it right now. No, you're obviously juiced for the Giants, which they got a prime time spot for. They got 6:38 going off.
Yep.
That's their pitch time. And the Dodgers had a 1:00 pitch.
In general, baseball, just do a better job of scheduling. And can we not have every game on the MLB Network or Fox Sports 1? Like, I get it, a couple of them, whatever. But, like, help a brother out and just put them on normal TV so I don't have to ask around. Like, I'm literally texting my boys, what channel is this game on? What channel is this game on? And that's what happened to hockey. Hockey used to have some relevancy in national discussion, and now it doesn't because tell me where to find a hockey game.
Yeah, no, they are really on the obscure. Like, TBS is, like, carrying it.
Yeah, Comcast Extra, you know, the Ocho. You can check it out on the Ocho. All right, let's move off that. Real quick, we got to get these girls... we got some... Whoa. Hey!
Where are we going with this right now?
I don't know. We got a couple girls from the volleyball team coming in a second, so we should probably talk some NFL football.
Before that happens.
Yes. Yeah. So let's kind of rapid fire. You watched more than I did. I was kind of running around yesterday. I recorded Red Zone, but haven't got to watch back yet. So
you'd actually rewatch Red Zone?
I would fast forward though, so I knew what I was talking about. Okay, there's no point.
Granted, I will say I was more tuned to the Dodger game on Sunday than I really was on football. But I got my fair share of Red Zone watching, and you know, you got to balance it. I'm here for you guys. I'm here for the people. So I do my work. You know, I put it in.
Okay. Yeah, I watch football. It's so difficult.
Like I said, I mean, we covered the talking points of Tom Brady obviously being unreal.
Okay. Are the Raiders for real?
That's another question, too.
Are the Vikings for real?
I for this season, they have to be. They've won the first quarter of the season so far. They're the best team in the NFL after the first quarter has come to an end. And how can you not say that they're a legitimate chance? And how awesome is that, what they did? They lost Adrian Peterson, and they lost their starting quarterback. Any other team does that, you're done for.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
You don't have a chance. Granted, they're a team that's built around their defense. That's what made them good last year, not Adrian Peterson or Teddy Bridgewater. They're nice compliments. But it's the defense that's been running for them, and they're putting out. I mean, they're first in takeaways, I believe. I'm pretty sure they're like top five in at least all the major defensive categories.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is nasty. That's undeniable. And we've seen just last year you can win a Super Bowl on your defense. So obviously a lot to be decided. I know we're running through this quick, but we want to make sure that these girls have plenty of time. So
yeah, nice platform to talk about, because like I said, volleyball is currently in season right now for the Chico State Chico State women right now.
Yep.
But again, like I said, you mentioned the Raiders. The Raiders had a nice go of things.
Yeah. The Raiders look nice this year, and you know what? Hold on. I have something I want to say. Okay. If the Raiders were still garbage, I would at least consider jumping ship, because straight up, I'm so mad at the Niners, and we'll get to this whole contract situation with Cap in a bit, or actually probably next show. But for the time being, the Raiders, like, they're the only team probably that's going to be left in Oakland. The A's are going to be gone.
Do you don't think the Las Vegas talk is real?
It might be. I don't know. Oakland's going to have nothing, and that's a shame. Because the Warriors, my squad since I was a baby, are leaving from Oakland to glamorous San Francisco. And though I grew up on that side of the Bay, I've always had a certain affliction for the O.
You know what I'm saying? It's easier to like get to.
So I hope the Raiders I hope the Raiders stay. And
they need it. Yeah, no, they belong in Oakland. I feel like I can't see them anywhere else now. They fit in well.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, Raiders. They fit in perfect with that town. Like, they're grimy. The town's grimy. Everything about it. I love it.
Does not Derek Carr look like just a white trash hillbilly?
Whoa. Wow. Shots fired.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, I mean, you know. He did.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't appear he grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth. I'll give you that much.
No, he doesn't. He looks like he's got with his soul pat.
All right, talking about practice, where we take deep dives on Derek Carr looking like a hillbilly or not. We are going to get into a classic throwback jam that puts everyone in a good mood, and then we're going to bring these girls in. All right, you good with that, Derek? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Hi, ladies. By the way.
Yeah.
We're going to bring them on in 1 second. In the meantime, let's get into this throwback.
Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Every little
That song is undeniable in the fact that it always makes me want to dance. It also reminds me of how old I am, which isn't the business. But
I would say you're probably, you know, walking around and talking when that first came out.
Or I was dancing because I was like 38.
Yeah, that's right.
I look deceivingly young. We are lucky enough to be joined by two members of your Lady Wildcats volleyball team, Olivia Mediano and Jackie Kremborg.
Ooh,
said it right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouts to me, man. I finally got that right. So thank you, ladies, for making the time. You just jetted over from practice, correct?
Yes.
That's
we
awesome.
Booked it over. Had to make it in time.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. So I've been to, I think, 5 or 6 of your games so far. Or no, 5 for sure. Every game I've been to, you girls have won. And you girls are like beating up on the other teams. What's up with that? Like, you guys aren't playing. I was almost mad because on, was it Friday, I was covering the game, and you guys lost a match.
Yeah, you had me.
What was up with that?
Come on, like,
we had to make it a little interesting. We didn't want to make it too easy for us. Also, it kind of took the pressure off us, so we didn't have to win every game in 3 sets. So I think that gave us a little, like, not tenacity, but or just urge to like push more in each game. So nothing's going to come easy for us. So I think we're just going to work hard for each game.
It's been looking pretty easy because you girls have been killing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely killing it.
Yeah, we've been working really hard, and we worked really hard in the off season and over the summer. Like, we had a bunch of girls come back early, and we went into the gym by ourselves for a week before school and Hell Week even started. And we were just like determined this year to just like, it was a clean slate and we were ready to go, and everyone's on the same page and everyone's determined to just, you know, like, be our own team this year and not let last year or any years past or any years ahead of us like get in the way of what we're going to do this year right now.
So I wanted to talk about that as far as the schedule, because we were just talking to a couple of the girls from the basketball team. What is your schedule like?
Crazy.
It's pretty hectic, especially during our season. We have to deal with volleyball, school. We also have weights on top of that. So we pretty much go every day of the week. We have 2 days of weights on Monday and Wednesday, and then we'll even have study hall on the weekend. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're constantly going.
You guys are pretty like close-knit team. Like,
you
guys see each other all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's 8 of us that live in the same apartment complex.
Oh, wow.
And then
that's crazy.
4 live across the street. So everything's in walking distance from each other, and we're always together. I think everyone looks at us and says, if I see one member of the volleyball team, I know the whole member's
behind.
The whole
squad's
there.
Yeah.
I had one friend the other week. They're like, your team's kind of clicky. And I was like, no, you know, we just spend so much time with each other that, like, when we go out in public, it's just so natural for us to be around each other and have a good time.
Right.
And, like, people just see the fact that we're so close. Like, even if it's not just on the volleyball court, like, we're just, like, so close. And we have so much fun. And we make fun of each other. We joke around all the time. It just keeps things, like, super fun. And we just, like, really enjoy being around each other because it's been really fun.
Yeah, it's obvious that you girls have fun playing. From going to the games, you guys are super into it. You know, every point, you guys are like cheering each other on. Even the girls that aren't in the game are super into it. Like, it's a lot of fun.
I feel like that's a volleyball thing, though, right? Like, I've noticed volleyball, like, you cheer for like
everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Especially this year, we've gotten our bench into more of the cheers. So you see those bench teams that are on like college basketball teams that are like just making different dance moves up, so we thought we'd bring that to our
bench. Noticed that last game.
Yeah, we've got a couple routines down.
Does it really get you like juiced up when you start playing?
So me especially, because I come in, I'm a defensive specialist, so like I only come in half the time. Like, it's just so much more fun to be on a bench and like be so like involved in the game, like just like cheering. It like keeps you involved and like keeps you paying attention, and it's just like so much fun because it just makes things more interesting instead of just staying on the bench and just like clapping. Like, we get to do stuff,
right?
We're, like, moving around and jumping around and dancing. It's like so much fun. So it just makes, you know, even if you're not on the court, it just makes the match time just so much more fun, even if you're just on the sidelines or if you're on the court. So
that's great.
It was so much fun. We
We have a fun time back there. And it's pretty fun to watch, I think, too. I don't know.
No, it is. No, it totally was is. A like, lot so of
I've
fun,
I've been to
yeah.
a couple of games myself and definitely enjoyed. You guys are killing out there, and it's awesome. Now, you mentioned that you guys are always going out together. Like, how difficult is it balancing, like, a social life with also... You got everything else going on. Is it like, do you guys have one right now at all, or is it strictly business?
I like to say that we're available in December.
Okay.
Anyone wants to make any plans? But I think we do a good job. I mean, like, even if we do have time off, it's usually spending it with each other, honestly.
Okay.
But we do have time to go out and have fun and, like, go out for dinners. And we're planning a Halloween dinner for our team this
year.
There
you go.
It's going to be Harry Potter themed. So we're, like, super stoked about that. But I think we do a pretty good job. You know,
luckily, the whole athletic part of Chico State is amazing. So every team is so close. So even if, like, we met them last year, we're still really close with them, our different other teams. And we actually live with a bunch of the baseball guys, too. So we have their support that they'll come to the game.
Yeah.
So I think the whole athletic section is just, like, amazing at Chico.
Yeah, I've noticed that at your games or at all the games that the other teams come out. I think you were at a soccer game last week on Instagram saying, come check
oh,
out.
Oh, yes.
My I did my research. Yeah.
You couldn't tell I had arms, but yeah.
Research stalking. Really it's okay.
Yeah, it's all the same, yeah. Right? We're good. Hold on, Olivia. I got a question for you.
Okay.
You look mad on the court all the time.
God.
You look super angry. Is that how you play?
I think just when I get in the mode, the game mode, I can't turn it off. And I think the other day on Friday, Jackie was like, should we go say hi to these people before the game? And I was like, no, I
it
can't.
Was a team.
Yeah.
It was a high school team that was coming, and they were just like from out of town. I was like, let's just like go say hi. And she's like, I'm in game mode. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got a serious game face.
Yeah, a lot of people come up to me and they say, that doesn't look like you when you play. Like, that's not you outside of the court. And I was like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just get super focused. And I know it's kind of scary, but, you know.
You just become a different person
exactly.
on the court. I feel it. Does that ever have, like, ramifications in your personal life? Like, are guys ever intimidating? Like,
I mean, I'd like to say that they're intimidating. You know, I'm single. It's fine. But, we'll go with that. We'll say that's the reason.
Okay, yeah. It's probably when they see you spike the ball, they're like, man, I can't jump that high.
Honestly, that's got to be really demoralizing a little bit. A higher jump, yeah.
I'm going to go with that reason, so thank you for letting me have that reason. But
we're just trying to give you some insight,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, Chico State people. We got Jackie. I'm sorry, we have Olivia over here.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Help me out. Give me some guys.
We'll play the dating game on air.
Olivia's going to be the next Bachelorette, everyone.
There we go.
Right. So you girls are 12-4, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you? What are your expectations for the rest of the season as you finish this thing out?
We're expecting to be first in the North Division of our conference mm-hmm. since this year they split it into a North and South Division.
Okay.
So the top four teams from each division go to playoffs. And so if we get first in the North Division, that puts us in a better spot for playoffs.
Sure.
And I think we're expecting to win the North. And we have a bunch, three big NorCal games this week. So I think we're just really focused on that, and we got to get through that and just keep moving on up.
But what night are the games so the people listening could come make those games?
Well, these three games are actually
away. Okay. Yeah.
Our next home game is next,
the
22nd. Yes.
22nd.
Against Stanislaus State.
And that's at 7 o'clock?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
People, make sure you go out and support these ladies. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun watching you. We've done a handful of games together. I probably, like I said, I know for a fact I've done five, maybe six. And you girls are a lot of fun to watch. How's it travel with your travel schedule? How do you balance that? I know we keep talking about balance, mm-hmm. but this is, I think, something that's fascinating about being a student athlete is just simply how much time you have to put into it. So how do you balance all the traveling? Is that when you do your homework, or like how do you do that?
I think a lot of us, I know for me, taking like the classes, like the smart, like choosing classes wisely, like during season is really important for us. So like, for instance, we'll take lighter loads during the fall and then we'll take a heavier course in the spring. But honestly, you just like got to put your head down and like the time management that we do with practice and like figuring out our schedule every day, I think it just makes it easier for us to just get the work done.
Sure.
And we're always on, like, we always like stay on top of it, and we have study hall too. Like if you're struggling, like you can just go into study hall, and like it's 3 hours, so you get a lot done. And I had to do it last year as a transfer, and honestly it just helps so much. But I think for the most part, like, we're all pretty focused, and like everyone kind of just knows, like, okay, like this is when I need to get my stuff done, and then mm-hmm. there's other times for, you know, like social or like practice or whatever.
Like, right, like you could socialize in December.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, we're just we have a class together, and it's really difficult, but the fact that we have each other in it too really helps. So a lot of us try and take classes together at the same time because some of us have the same majors.
Sure.
But other than that, I think we
You're kinesiology?
Kinesiology.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Jackie, you're a senior, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is this your last go around?
This is my last go around. I'm really sad about it, but like it's been a long road. It's been a tough road too, but I think like you can just see it like in my play and like my teammates. Like I try and just show them every day that like I'm here and I'm not gonna waste anybody's time, and you know, like I have everyone's back at the end of the day, and I just want that to be known when I leave here that, you know, like I was just that little energizer bunny that just came on the court and was just all over the place and making plays and just firing everyone up, and you know, really giving the crowd something to watch is like really important, because volleyball is not fun unless you look like you're having fun. So
right.
You know,
it's still,
like,
still a crazy sport, I think, in general. Yeah,
it is. It's a crazy sport, but I think the more fun that we look like we're having, the more fun the fans will enjoy the game.
No
but
doubt.
I'm excited for this year. I think we're going to do really great things, and me along with Tori and Ashton, who are our other seniors, are really just like excited and like really happy with the way that our team's producing and going about each game and each practice and each day in the weight room. I think we're really just happy with the way that everyone's kind of jumped along on the bandwagon, because sometimes it doesn't happen, but I'm stoked. I'm just ready. I'm not going to give it up until like the last game, last point, last set. It's not over until it's over. So
right on.
I'd rather not think about it. I know, we're 4 weeks away, but I'm just like, hey, don't think about it. Like, it's not happening. You're still 12 years old. Like,
yeah,
right.
Like, what are your plans after college?
Well, I'm getting my degree in movement studies and a minor in coaching and administration. So I actually wanted to go into coaching or administration. So I've been fortunate enough to have been offered a volunteer assistant position on the Wildcats volleyball team for next year.
Hey.
I decided to stay.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'm really interested in that. And Cody's been, like, you know, just, like, chirping in my ear every, like, once in a while.
You
so.
Still have some games to play, though. So.
Yeah, I still have some games to play. So I told him, I was like, I'm not going to make a decision yet. But I just really, like, I think coaching is going to be in my future.
Nice.
I really love the game. I'm a volley nerd. And, yeah, like, I'll go home after a game and watch volleyball. Like, if you come over to my house, guarantee you 90% of the time there's volleyball on the TV. I just enjoy it that much. So I think being a coach, I'm not going to work. I'm just going to, like, do what I'm passionate about. So that's my plan. I think I'm gonna go into coaching, so give
Olivia,
back to the community.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're fine.
My bad.
No
my
worries.
Bad.
Hey, it's fine.
You are a junior?
I am a junior.
Okay, so it's not as pressing for you.
No.
But what are your plans at this point?
I mean, I'm gonna enjoy my years with the three seniors, but I'm hoping that the freshmen and the rest of the team are just, like, ready to work for my senior year, too. So I'm hoping that we'll do great things then. But I'm a kinesiology major also, but I'm going to do something different. I'm going to use it to go towards dental school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I have to use it as prerequisites for that. And then I'll be going into dental hygiene. So it's a little different route, but if I did want to change it up and maybe do something more sports related, I have that option as well. So yeah, I'm hoping volleyball will always be in my life, but we'll see.
Awesome. Well, we only have about a minute left in the show. Olivia, Jackie, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having us.
So just to make sure I got this right, people can next check you out October 22nd at 7 p.m., right?
Yes.
Yes, and then on the 29th, we have also a special event for kids.
Okay,
it's against Sonoma State, and we're doing an event for kids who are less fortunate.
Sure.
And so we're having all of them come to the game, and I don't know what we're going to do exactly yet, but everyone can show up in their costumes. It's the Friday before Halloween, so and it's against Sonoma, who's our rival,
which
is just going to be a super intense, fun, competitive game. And everyone come out in your costumes. Let's have a party.
Come support these girls, man. I'm telling you, I've been to a handful of games. Y'all have been a lot of fun to watch. We're going to continue to come out and support. And hopefully, as you guys are going into the playoffs, you can come back on the show and we can check back in if that works for you guys.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Derek, you got anything on your way out?
I think we're all good right
Ladies,
now.
Ladies, you want to shout anyone out on your way out?
Shout out to the Chico State volleyball team.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah, shout outs to our teammates, Sosa's.
Yeah.
Shouts to the squad. So that's going to do it for talking about practice. We'll be back next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Flipside Radio's back. You can check that out every Sunday evening at 11:30 p.m. Shameless self-promotion right there.
Always, you need it.
What are you going to do? Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll check you guys next week. In the meantime, check out a little bit of J. Cole.